Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another very special episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. Each week I spend about 10 to 15 minutes in bumper-to-bumper traffic on Mondays talking about something that you can plug and play in your classroom or some sort of education trend or technology, an app, a really cool article. And normally that's the game. But today's podcast is going to go a little long because I'm not recording it in my car on the way home from work in Washington, D.C., where I normally am. Instead, I am driving all the way from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, back home. And that, for me, is about a six-hour drive. You will not get the full 6 hours. It's late at night here, and I'm leaving Ohio. It's snowy. It's beautiful. And I wanted to recap the week that was, or the weekend that was, at the conference known as Teach Better 19. The entire Teach Better team came together and put together one heck of a conference. And I just want to do a brain dump while it's still fresh in here. We might run a little long. It's not going to be 6 hours. It might be 20, 25 minutes this week. Because I'm really going to just do a whole bunch of like recapping and brain dumping and maybe a little bit of name dropping. And I apologize in advance for some of that. But so much of what a great conference does, it allows you to connect with amazing educators from every place under the sun. So we're going to do that in a second. But first things first, some housekeeping notes. If you like what you hear, please, please, please tweet at me. I'm at MeehanEDU. New podcasts every week. And I try to put actionable strategies you can put in play in your classroom. As a high school instructional coach, I work with people all walks of life, whether it's English, math, science, history, world languages, business, gym class, religion, you name it. And what I find is great teaching is content agnostic. So we just study the art and the science of teaching, and we share it people to people, whether you're in the Catholic school, the public school, the parochial school, the private school, the magnet school, the home school. We're teaching kids. We're teaching people. And figuring out what gets people motivated, that's a great way to get people fired up to change the game in the classroom. So, yeah, message me on Twitter. I would love to talk with you regardless of your content area. I'm at MeehanEDU on Twitter, or you can visit my website. I'm www.adrenalinerush.com, and that's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline. That's also the name of my book. It's Adrenaline Rush, all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. So, let's recap Teach Better 19, the first ever Teach Better conference, located way up here in Cuyahoga Falls, which is not close to anything. I'm like an hour and a half away from Pittsburgh, and maybe an hour plus 2 hours out of Cleveland. I think the closest city you can think of is the Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio. That's about an hour south of where Cuyahoga Falls was. But this weekend, the folks from Teach Better put together a fantastic conference, like no joke, world-class conference, with about 260, 270 attendees. And when you hear the lineup of the people that they were able to book as speakers, as presenters, as authors, it's legit impressive. It's very, very impressive. And I apologize for everyone I'm going to leave out accidentally because there were just so many people there. But I'm just going to mention some books by title. And if you've heard of those books, we'll start with that. If you read One Drop of Kindness, or if you've read Be the One for Kids, if you've read The Zen Teacher, how about Educational Eye Exam, Teach Like a Pirate, Lead Like a Pirate, Adrenaline Rush, Teach Better. There's a lot of those books there that probably have made its way across your radar or your Twitter feed or in your personal libraries. And every one of those authors was there to talk about teaching, about how to get better. Through the Lens of Serendipity, Cannonball Inn, Be Real. Like, we had world-class educators converging here in this tiny, tiny town here in Ohio. I'm lying. Cuyahoga Falls is not tiny compared to where I grew up in Jersey, but it feels tiny because it's not really close to anything. But so this conference brought in about 260, 270 people from all over the place, and we had a chance to hear some other ones. Oh, did I mention our keynote speakers? Adam Welcome, who wrote Kids Deserve It, who wrote Empower Our Girls, who wrote Run Like a Pirate, and who was gracious enough to write the foreword to my book, Adrenaline Rush. Adam Welcome was there. Dave Burgess, author of Teach Like a Pirate, the publishing brainchild behind the big market disruptor, the DBC, Dave Burgess Consulting. Dave and Shelley Burgess were both there to be our keynote on day two. Like, those folks alone are worth the price of admission. And I'll be honest, to have a more like local homespun feel to a conference that brought people at a national level for speakers, it was impressive to have that small town feel with these big time names. And by the end of the conference, you really had a chance to connect with a lot of great people. So I'm just gonna walk you through my schedule, what it looked like, have a chance to kind of some of my key takeaways. I'm gonna name drop some things that may be of familiar like education space to you. And if they're not, that's okay, because people who are above you and people who are still coming up are fantastic to meet and network with, because what you're going to wind up seeing is there are people who are doing great things, who are bigger than you, who are littler than you. And I'm not saying like bigger as a human being or better in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that there are different stages of their career, and that's totally okay. So I'm really just fired up to talk about some of this stuff. And let me just get into it. I drove up, I guess, Thursday, and then I caught up with everybody Thursday night. They were out at a place, Wings Warehouse, right outside of Cuyahoga Falls. Not too far from Akron, Ohio, I guess. And there was just like a mixer and a meet and mingle. And I ran into some folks who I had seen at other conferences, they're like my conference friends, right? And I haven't seen them in months, and we picked right up where we left off. One of the, I don't know how many lessons there will be in this podcast about things that I've recognized. But one of the things that I noticed immediately was, it's like you never left. You pick right up where you left off. I had a chance to run into a trio or a quartet of educators who I ran into at the STL, which is the Summit for Transformative Learning Conference. It was the STL and STL. It was in St. Louis, and it was hosted earlier this year, where I had a chance to first meet Tara Martin, where I had the chance to meet Jay McTighe, and I had a chance to catch up with Alexis Wiggins, who I've met once or twice at a bunch of different conferences. And again, it was the same sort of small feel, like 200, 250 people. That's like the right size for a conference where you have a chance to get a lot of face time. Alec Koros was there. I had a chance to present. Like, I think last year they had Rick Warmly as their keynote. This is the type of thing where you come in and you have a chance to just rub elbows with people, share a drink, share a meal, get to know them. And for me, that networking is not just about like loading up your Rolodex and saying, oh, I met these cool people. Like, what you're able to do is connect and learn about people who are doing amazing things. And if they're like above you or bigger than you, it's inspirational because, wow, I can't wait to get to that stage in my career or to make that kind of impact or to have those sorts of stories. Or if they're smaller, you're like, hey, I'm here to help. I want to like let you up with any leg up that I can give you. It's an Isaac Newton quote that says, if I see further than others, it's because I stand on the shoulders of giants. Like, what can I do to empower the next guy so that they don't have to do the same legwork that I had to do to get here? Like, we're not in competition with one another. If your class is awesome, that makes it that we have a happy kid in the hallways, and that happy kid is going to work that much harder for me. So networking is a big part of conference life, and if you have a chance to take up, whether it's Teach Better or anywhere else, I seriously encourage you to take the time to go to those happy hours, those mixers, those meals, those like social hours, those tweet ups, whatever it is. They were doing the mastery chat on Thursday night at the Wings Warehouse, and people were jiving on it. People were all in, and that was really cool because though we were there in person, we still had this strong Twitter bond. And you see somebody from across the room and you recognize them. You're like, oh my gosh, I know you. I mean, I don't know you, but I kind of do, because Twitter is such an empowering way for educators to connect and know one another's stories and pick right up where they left off. Though it is sort of weird. You see people face to face and you're like, wait a minute, I've only ever seen you like a thumbnail sized human. So absolutely worth checking out for the networking purpose. Next morning, I think it was Friday morning, we had a chance to go for a run with Adam Welcome. He wrote Run Like a Pirate, and over the course of his running career, he also wrote this book about the insanity where he decided to run 12, nay, 13 marathons in a single year. The average person runs like two. Adam's a pretty hardcore kind of guy. He drives himself really, really hard. For his final marathon, he was going to end on 19 marathons as a career, and he wasn't happy with it. So he woke up the morning before the race, ran it from the finish to the starting line, then went and grabbed like a granola bar, changed his shirt, and lined up in time for the start of the race, and went the other way for that final one. He tells that story and teaches like Run Like a Pirate. And Adam's an amazing human being. He says in my book, which is really self-serving that I even name dropped that here, and I do apologize for it, but he says that he is my brother from another mother, because the energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement that I try to convey in Adrenaline Rush, he's all about it, man. And like, he is the real deal. A great guy to meet. So there he is, and it's 26 degrees, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's in Ohio, and there we all are, lined up and ready to go for a nice 3 mile run because, hey, you know, some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you, but you always got to dress for the hunt, right? So you got to wake up first thing in the morning. You got to be ready to be hungry. And that passion to stand beside other educators who are there in that cold weather, freezing in the pitch black running. One of us had a headlamp. Becky had a headlamp. Like, that's a cool thing to know that you have a squad of people who are there to support you. And I think that's awesome. So that's how we kickstarted the day. Then we went to sessions, and the Teach Better team did a fantastic job. If you're not on Twitter following the members of the Teach Better team, I'll make sure to try to mention as many people as I can possibly think of in the show notes today. But a great kickoff by Ray Hewitt, Tiffany Ott, Chad Ostrowski, and Jeff Gargas. I mean, like, so much cool stuff that these guys were doing. I was blown away by the well-oiled machine nature that they were able to run this conference. A fantastic series of warm-up activities, like authentic things to kind of get you framed for what the week was going to ask you to do or the weekend was going to ask you to do, and push you harder, which is what you want to do when you're around people who are there. You don't want to show up to PD just to say, I saw these famous people. Like, I've seen famous people, and like, when I say famous, I mean like education famous. Like, I've seen Todd Whitaker, and he's amazing. I've seen Ron Clark. He's fantastic. I saw George Koros, life-changing. Like, these are real deal education celebrities. I've also seen real life celebrities, like, at conferences. I saw Colin Powell present at the ASCD conference. I saw Dr. Jill Biden. I saw Ashton Kutcher. I had a chance to connect at a conference or two and see, like, these people who, you know, they're changing the game, and they're like people you would recognize. And they're like just, you know, average people, but they're involved with philanthropy or, you know, giving back. You know, you meet people who are like, oh yeah, I was so-and-so in a movie that you might have seen, but my life's passion is outside of that. And that's super cool to see that stuff. But the purpose of going to a conference is not to just say, well, wasn't that clever? Wasn't that cool? Can I go ahead on my bucket list and say, hey, I saw Ashton Kutcher from the third row? Instead, it's the beauty of small conferences like Teach Better is you have a chance to kind of meet these people, and they stick around after their session so you can see them and you can get a book signed with them, or you can get a question or two with them and just, you know, follow up with them. They'll follow you back on Twitter, they'll message you, and you get to see these people as real people. And that, for anybody, whether you're like a world-class presenter, a national presenter, a classroom teacher, or just like a first-time conference attendee, that's a big deal to be able to get that FaceTime with people who genuinely are there for you. So I had a chance to see a bunch of breakout sessions, some by authors who are published, some by just people who I know from Twitter, some from just random people who I just saw on the conference app and I thought they were great. And I'm going to name drop them now because they were really worth meeting and getting to know. The first session I saw was one on student engagement by a woman from Wyoming. Her name's Katie Alvarez. Katie, if you're listening, your session was bomb. I loved it. I talked to you afterwards. We had a chance to connect. And I said, let's do it, because when I saw her present, it was so smooth. It was so engaging. It was so high energy. And she let me know that it was the first time she'd ever given that presentation. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. I want to see that person. I want to help that person. I want to find out what they're doing. I want to learn more about them. I want to work with them. That energy, that enthusiasm is so infectious. And I saw that in her session. I had a chance to meet up with Alicia Ray, who did the DBC 50, the DBC book blogs. She wrote Educational Eye Exam, and she's read every book published by Dave Burgess Consulting, from number one, Teach Like a Pirate, all the way up to, I think they're up like 98 or 97 now. And she blogs about each one. She's on Twitter, and she's amazing, Alicia. I mean, her session was great because it's like the greatest hits of breathing in all of these education ideas, and then she's so high energy, such a spitfire, and she's just dropping knowledge and bombs left and right, coming back from it. I had a chance to see two great educators from Virginia, Patrick Hausman and Phil Strunk. Phil leads the Wins and Losses chat, WALED chat or WALED chat, and that's every Thursday night. And to see those guys do a tandem and watch them crush it, because there's a joy in watching people who come to conferences together, who connect with one another, who represent their school, represent their people, and then come in and say, hey, we're all in to help, just like we would collaborate with one another. Sometimes the best PD you can ever have is to work with a teacher who's just right down the hall from you. So to see those two gentlemen working together, it was great, because I've seen them on Twitter and I had a chance to see their presentation, connect with them afterwards for food and drinks, and be like, y'all are for real, like the real deal, the real deal. And it's a blessing to be able to connect with people who are in love with what they're doing. And I saw that from Adam Renard. If you're not following Adam Renard, like, let me put this guy over as big as I can right now. Like, stop what you're doing, pause the podcast, follow Adam Renard on Twitter. He only has like 800 or 900 followers, but he's going to be the guy you wish you followed. Like, he's my rookie of the year kind of thing. And he's not a rookie. He's been in education for a good long while, but he gave two sessions. One was a short, like a 15-minute one, and one was a full on, like a larger one, 45 minutes. He talked about gamification, which is something that's near and dear to my heart. He mentioned Michael Matera and the great stuff from Explore Like a Pirate, and I've had a chance to connect with Adam on Twitter, so a lot of my resources make his way into his classroom, but in a totally different fashion. I'm a humanities English guy, he's a math science guy, and that's a good thing, because great teaching should transcend any one discipline. And what he said, and it was so poignant and so powerful and so rooted in like a very true human thing, he says, you know, telling the story of being that teacher that it's what Quinn Rollins writes about in Play Like a Pirate. If there's a lot of pressure on being that fun teacher, the exciting teacher, the one that the kids are excited to see, right? And he said, in his own school, that was a pain point. It sort of gutted him when another teacher turned to him and says, what is it like to be the one that they love? And they weren't saying that to like put him over and celebrate him. They were saying that like, hey, well, you're the favorite, so what can I do? And like, that competition just, you know, gets you in the heart. But what he said was a beautiful, beautiful line, and I hope if I take one thing away from this podcast, he said, you have to feel as a teacher, like you can't let the haters get to you, and like you can't get down on that stuff, and you have to move from undesirable to undeniable. And I think that's so powerful, because when the kids see you showing up every single day, and that echoes the language we saw from Dave Burgess, from Adam Welcome, like, when they show you, when they see you going the extra mile on their behalf, you're not settling for mediocrity. You're pushing yourself to that next level. Yes, it's exhausting. Yes, it's hard. Yes, there's a little bit of hatred that comes in the hallway and the sour grapes and like the, oh, well, that's easy for you because you're creative, or it, you can do it because you have the blah, 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 blah. Like, to move from a space where you are undesirable to being undeniable and let that talent win out. It was super powerful. If you're not following Adam on Twitter, he's a must follow. I had a chance to see somebody else afterwards too, and I wanted to just talk about it. If you're not following on Twitter, Real Rap with Reynolds, Reynolds is amazing on YouTube. He has like tens of thousands of people. He is a teacher in Philadelphia in, I think it's a Latin charter school, and he works overtime with students who absolutely would not have had those opportunities. He's buying shoes for kids. He's making sure they're eating. He's like letting them come to his house. He's going all in and all out for his kids. And he teaches a history of hip hop class. And he does what he can to get his students exposure, not to just to white savior complex version of like white teacher teaches in the hood, but Reynolds brings in people who can speak the language of these students because they represent the cultures of these students. He'll Skype in people from all over the planet. He'll bring in graffiti artists from Philadelphia, and they'll have a chance to talk with these students. Entrepreneurs, people in startups, people who have a chance to like start their own screen printing businesses or start their own like podcasts. And it's because of the energy that he models. He's like a startup entrepreneur in the classroom, and his kids respect the hustle, and he's so good. His book's coming out in I think January, February, and it'll be called Teach Your Class Off. And like, I'm so in. I'm so in. We had a chance to meet up, not even at session, just like afterwards, and I'm picking this guy's brain, and it's like 1:40 in the morning, and I'm like, oh man, we both had to go to bed. But like, watching just a conversation unfold in the hotel lobby, it's like, these are people who set your soul on fire. And for me, the guy who leads PDs through my school and through my district and through podcasts and through, you know, consulting and traveling to schools, these are people who fill up my tank. And so to see people doing it at such a high level, to start with a keynote from Adam Welcome, and he says, you know, like, this is not your practice life. You don't have another shot at it, and you can't settle for mediocre. It's like, some of it's fluff and you're like, I think that's fake. And some of it's so flipping real, because it's only fluff until you allow yourself to think about, sometimes we need to hear that stuff that's a little bit of motivation, because you have to kick your own butt and say, I got to get up at 4:45 and run. I just got to do it. You don't get another life. This is one life. And like, to put yourself into that space, that you ride that high and you in a retreat, we talk about 3-day retreats. When you come back from that, we say like you ride that high and you live the fourth, right? When you get back in your classroom, what are you going to do to change the game? And then to cap it with Dave Burgess to see the Teach Like a Pirate presentation. I mean, that's education rock stars. That's top to bottom, like Woodstock, Lollapalooza, any sort of Coachella, any sort of teacher assemblage you can put together that has any one of those people is worth the price of admission. And I'm saying it because you got those main stage acts who, like, you know, it's the Dave Burgesses and the Shelley Burgesses of the world. And then it's the people who are on the side stages and you're like, this guy's on the come up and I can't wait to see him and her because they're going to crush it. And I can't wait to see the energy that they bring. I mean, kudos to the Teach Better team. I had a fantastic weekend on a very long drive back here home from Ohio. My brain is racing with stuff. And I felt I absolutely need to just put this on a podcast for other teachers who may not have been at Teach Better 19 to be able to see it, to hear it, to feel it. If you follow the hashtag TeachBetter19, you can see examples of photos, of videos, of streams, of podcasts. And I'm leaving out so much. Like, there's just so many while I get a big truck buzz by me here to remind you that I really do record this on the road. And speaking of taking the show on the road, they're talking about Teach Better 20 already, making plans for next year, maybe back in Ohio or some other place. So follow those members of the Teach Better team. They are amazing, hardworking, passionate educators, and it's so cool to see great things happening from all of these folks who get together. And it inspires me to, like, I have so much more to do, and I'm not done yet. I'm just getting started. So to start my engines with all these ideas, these projects, these connects, these people I can help, people I can move forward with. At the closing, Jeff said, Gargis, he said that he had a mentor early in his life, and he worked in business before he worked in teaching, who told him, Jeff, if you're kind to people and you help people, like, just help as many people as you can, and when you turn around, there's going to be a big pile of money behind you. Like, he's like, he thought that guy was trying to motivate him by saying, that's how you make money. But what he's really saying is, if you focus on people and helping people and doing the things that matter, the money comes as a byproduct of it, because it's not just for you. Everyone gets wealthy emotionally, spiritually, like intellectually, creatively, because you're feeding off each other, you're vibing off of each other, and that rising tide is going to lift all ships down the line. I was very grateful to present Adrenaline Rush and to talk about the book and give two sessions there to educators about it, to connect with you. If you heard about me on Twitter, if you heard about me at the sessions, if you followed me at the conference, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't wait to connect with you further. I'm serious. Message me, tweet me. Every week I do a podcast, and my goal is to just start conversations further and further with educators from all over the planet, wherever you're coming from, that you take time out of your day, your car ride, your life to spend it with me. I sincerely appreciate it. Let's do something where we can work together and change the game. Message me, DM me, let me know what we can do to help. We're all in, and it was so empowering to be around people who are there for the right reasons. Thanks for listening. That's this week's podcast. It's very, very long. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Message me, let's talk, and let's figure out how we can change the game together. Thanks again. We'll be back next week with a regularly sized episode. Thanks.